poets and those who love poetry are remembering Donald Hall. Hall was once the poet laureate of the United States. He died over the weekend at age 89. He lived in Wilmot, New Hampshire, on his great-grandparents' family farm. He started writing poetry as a child and wrote for hours a day for the rest of his life. WBUR's Bill Littlefield, host of Only a Game on NPR, interviewed Donald Hall. Today, Littlefield shares two of his favorite pieces of Hall's poetry.
In a short poem titled Couplet, Donald Hall gave us the image of Ted Williams playing in the outfield during an old-timers game. Williams, laboring forward after a fly ball, reminds the poet of a lame truck horse startled by a garter snake. It's a sad development, given that, as Hall puts it, we remember the outfielder's body as sleek and nervous as a filly's. At the end of the poem, Williams catches the ball he's been lumbering after, just barely, in his glove's tip, as Hall puts it, and he writes, "We rise and applaud, weeping. On a green field we observe the ruin of even the bravest body, as Odysseus wept to glimpse among the shades the shadow of Achilles." Old-timers' game as epic might strike some as a reach, but not the some who knew Donald Hall and his life's work. Everywhere he found the glory of brief grace, followed by the sad inevitable decline and decay. When he talked about baseball, whether his spring training acquaintance with Doc Ellis and the Pittsburgh Pirates, or the many nights he spent in his New Hampshire farmhouse watching Red Sox games through the snow of a bad TV picture, he talked about it with joy, and always with the kind of joy enriched by appreciation for the brevity of each game, each season, every player. In a poem titled Names of Horses, Donald Hall demonstrated similar reverence for the strength doomed to decline. After three stanzas celebrating the great and varied work of the farm horse that pulled a plow and a wagon daily and trotted the family to church on Sunday, he writes about the horse's decline, its death, and the labor of the man who finally put the horse down, shoveling sand to cover you, setting goldenrod upright above you, whereby next summer a dent in the ground made your monument. Donald Hall's monument is the labor of a lifetime, the daily work of an uncompromising wordsmith courageous enough to conjure up Odysseus and Achilles in a poem about a ball player and celebrate a horse, old and lame, as a hero, albeit a hero with no monument but flowers in the sand and a poem.
WBUR's Bill Littlefield remembering the poetry of Donald Hall, who died this past weekend.